It's been a busy yet predictable first week at the Cricket World Cup. All matches were one-sided, except for that beautiful game between Netherlands and England, so I think it's only fair that we start off with that game first. Can Netherlands be the surprise package of the 2011 World Cup? Well, Kenya did it in 2003, and Bangladesh came close. They caused a few upsets in 2007. Now, if Netherlands have to do that, then that will depend on one man who's earned a reputation for himself, Ryan Tendiscarter. After all, it's not every day that you see bowlers like Broad and Anderson going for 65 and 72 runs respectively. Luckily for England, they have a captain who leads from the front, and Jonathan Trott, who's in top form as well. It's a shame they don't have another spinner to support Graham Swan. Pakistan has clearly shown that Afridi and Razak, along with Umar Akmal, are their linchpins. Afridi admitted that he is more of a bowler than a batsman now, and though some pundits believe Pakistan are dark horses, I would have to disagree on that, as I don't really see them going very far. Although New Zealand haven't really been tested, they seem to have found a fine fast bowler in the form of Hamish Bennett. It's good that Saudi found his rhythm, and Vettori will want to make it count as a skipper with both bat and ball. New Zealand are like the West Indies in the fact that both teams look better on paper than they do on field, and that probably is a testament as to how much the other teams have pulled up their socks in the run-up to the tournament. West Indies somehow can't seem to bring their A game to the table when they need it the most. The comparisons between Dan Bravo and Brian Lara have been doing the rounds for a while now, and the West Indies will need him to fire if they are to go far. Dwayne Bravo's injury will be a concern to them. Let's hope that the MRI scans don't reveal anything serious. Though Australia didn't exactly steamroll Zimbabwe, all of their top-order batsmen got a fair workout in the middle, and Mitchell Johnson is always dangerous when he's high on confidence. Australia's weakness lies in the lack of a genuine spinner and their vulnerability against spin, especially in these conditions. I don't know how much it will count, but they clearly have the best fast bowlers in the tournament, and I believe the key to their campaign will be the in-form Shane Watson. What can you say about players like Mahel Ajayawardene and Kumar Sangakkara? They seem to have been there, done that, and seen it all. Both of them were breaking into their national side when Sri Lanka won the 1996 World Cup, and both featured in the last World Cup final. This time, however, they'll want an encore of the performance they put up the last time the World Cup was held in the subcontinent. India are looking good, but bowling remains a worry. Everyone laughed when Sehwag said he would play off 50 overs. Little did one expect him to do that in the next game itself. India bat deep, and if there is one chink in their armour, it's their support bowlers. Two or three bowlers will not be able to win them a match when it comes to playing against the bigger teams. Someone has to support Zaheer Khan and Harbhajan Singh. South Africa, for the first time in a major tournament, went in with three spinners against West Indies. Now that's excluding Faf du Plessis and JP Duminy. They haven't had a good leg spinner in a long while now, so it was all the more better to see Imran Tahir, who got the best bowling figures by a South African on debut. Clearly they have done their homework bringing in the extra spinner. They have a stable batting lineup, and AB de Villiers, well, what can you say about a player of his caliber? He just seems to be getting better and better the more he plays. Now, there's no real indication of clear favourites, and if history has taught us anything, it's that we'll be fools to go by the results of the first few games. Nevertheless, the competition is heating up, and it's good to know that the competitive games are just beginning. You have Australia and New Zealand today, Sri Lanka versus Pakistan, which will be an exciting contest tomorrow, and India vs England, something I'm personally looking forward to on Sunday. I'll make sure I review those games as well. Stay tuned for more updates. Till then, this is me, Shervin Coelho, saying goodbye.